On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Several times in the Gospels it is reported that Jesus cured many who were sick and he drove out many demons. When I've read this passage before, my usual reaction was to take this for granted and move on with the Gospel passage. But this time, maybe because this statement was preceded by the healing of Peter's mother-in-law, I gave it more thought. I spent more time with the simple sentence, "Jesus cured many who were sick, and he drove out many demons." Mark tells us that when Jesus goes into Peter's house and learns that Peter's mother-in-law is ill, he approaches her. He grasps her hand. He helps her up. And then the fever leaves her. There is personal contact even before the healing takes place. I wonder if Jesus did not make some contact with each person he healed. It could have been a touch, a glance, wherein he made eye contact with another. It could have been a smile, a word, a hug, a question perhaps asking how long the crippled one had been afflicted. I find it difficult to imagine that Jesus just quickly passed by and dispensed his power to anyone who was in his path. Remember the woman who suffered from a hemorrhage for years and believed that if she just touched his cloak, she would be healed. She touched him, and we are told that power went out from Jesus and he knew it. But he stopped to find out who it was and chose to have a conversation with her. He chose to have some relationship with her. He encouraged her and affirmed her faith. When Jesus gets up early to pray the next morning and his apostles find him and tell him, "Everyone is looking for you," he says he must go to other villages to tell them the good news. The good news that God loves them. Does he believe that the brief contact he had with the people in Peter's village was personal enough, meaningful enough to sustain them, to help them remember the experience, not only of being healed or having one of their loved ones healed, but the experience of being touched, being looked upon with love and respect, being valued as a child of God, a God who loves them. Jesus continues to heal, to cure, to drive out demons today throughout the world and in our own lives. Do we believe that the many times he has healed us and has driven out our demons are signs of his love for us? They are not just isolated instances in our lives where God has come to our rescue. They are manifestations or proofs of God's love for us. There was an urgency a zeal which drove Jesus to move from place to place to communicate this mystery of God's infinite and unconditional love for each person. Are we open to receive this good news, to respond to the invitation to have an ever-growing, intimate relationship with our God? Do we dwell on the cures, the solutions to our problems, or can we look beyond and beneath them to see that they are signs of a greater reality, the reality that God loves all of us and each one of us, that we are God's children and we belong to God? Loving God, our Father and Mother, I thank you for your love. Help me to believe in your love for me and for all, and to love you in return with all my heart. Amen.